May the words of my mouth and meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you in your sight, our Lord and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Today's readings place before us some of the most difficult and most beautiful truths of our faith. They speak about suffering and promise, rejection and belonging, death and life. They remind us that discipleship is not a path of comfort, but a journey of truth in God, who hears, sees, and saves. In the first reading from Genesis, we encounter Hagar and her son Ishmael, sent away in a wilderness. It is a painful story. Sarah sees Ishmael as a threat to Isaac, the child of promise, and Abraham, though distressed, sent Hagar and the boy away. Soon, their water runs out. Hagar places her son under the bush because she cannot bear to watch him die. It is a scene of abandonment and despair. Yet, it is precisely there, in the wilderness, that God speaks. Do not be afraid. God hears the cry of the child. God opens Hagar's eyes to see the well of water that had been there all along. The Lord, who seems absent, had never abandoned them. The God of Abraham is also the God of Hagar and Ishmael, the God who hears the cry of those who were being cast aside. How many people know something of Hagar wilderness? Those who grieve, those who feel rejected, those who care loneliness or illness, those who wonder if anyone noticed their tears. This story assures us that God sees what others overlook, even when circumstances appear hopeless. God remains near. There are no forgotten people in the kingdom of God. The psalm echoes this truth. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Give your strength to your servant. The psalmist does not deny hardship. He simply knows where to bring it. Prayer is not pretending that everything is fine. Prayer is bringing our fears, our wounds, our questions before the Lord, who is good and forgiving, abundant in his steadfast love. St. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, takes us deeper into the mystery of our Christian identity. He asks, should we continue in sin in order that grace may abound? He answered, in emphatic, by no means. Through baptism, we have been united with Christ in his death and resurrection. The old self has died with Christ, and we are called to walk in the newest of life. Baptism is not merely ceremony from our past. It is a pattern of Christian existence. Every day we are invited to die to selfishness, to resentment, to our fears and sin, and to rise again in love, forgiveness, and hope. Resurrection life begins now. Christians are resurrection people, not because we avoid suffering, but because we know that suffering and death do not have the final word. This brings us to the challenging words of Jesus in the gospel. He tells his disciple not to fear persecution. Do not be afraid, he says, 3 times. He warns them that following him will involve opposition and difficult choices. Whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those words can sound harsh, but they are words of love. Jesus never deceives his followers. He does not promise an easy life. He promises his presence. The cross is not an accident on the road of discipleship. It is a road itself. To follow Christ is to place him above every other loyalty, above reputation, comfort, even about family ties when they conflict with faithfulness to the gospel. Yet Jesus also says something extraordinary. Those who lose their life for me, for my sake, will find it. The paradox of Christianity is that life is found not by clinging to ourselves, but by giving ourselves away. Love always involves sacrifice. Parents know this. Those who care for the sick know this. Those who forgive after being wounded know this. Those who serve quietly and faithfully know this. The cross is not the opposite of love. It is a shape that love takes. The world often tells us to preserve ourselves, protect ourselves, and seek our own interests. Christ tells us something different. Real life is found in self-giving. Real freedom comes through surrender to God. Real greatness is found in serving. And perhaps that is where these readings come together. Hagar in the wilderness, the psalmist cry for mercy, Paul speaks of dying and rising with Christ, and Jesus calling us to take up our cross. All proclaim the same truth. God meets us, not in our strength, but in our needs too. The Lord does not wait for us to become successful or fearless before he loves us. He comes to us in the wilderness, in weakness, and even in death. And there he opens our eyes to see the living water of his grace. On the cross, Jesus himself entered the deepest wilderness. He knew rejection. He knew abandonment. He knew suffering. Yet, through his death came resurrection and life to all the world. Therefore, we need not to be afraid. Whatever wilderness we may be walking through today, whenever cross we carry, we hear again the voice of the Lord. Do not be afraid. God hears your cry. God sees your need. God has not abandoned you. And because Christ has died and risen, we know that beyond every cross lies resurrection. Beyond every wilderness lies living water. And beyond every fear stands the loving faith of God, who says to each one of us, "You are precious in my sight, and I will never leave you." The Lord be with you.
And also.